Well, you might recall a few weeks ago, I caught up with Lisa Spicer. She's a mother based here in Broome, and we spoke about the challenges her family had with food allergies, as her young son copes with that, is an anaphylactic, and how they cope with things like kids' parties, going out for dinner, or simply just packing the lunchbox. Well, the Murdoch Children's Research Institute have come up with a part solution for helping families cope with allergies. They've developed AllergyPal. It's a digital management platform, and it's just won an award for digital health innovation. Dr. Dean Tay joins us on the program. He's from the Institute, and he's a paediatric immunologist. Hello, Doctor. How are you?
Hello, Ed. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good to have you on the program. It was an interesting chat that we had a few weeks ago with Lisa, and got a little bit emotional about it by just the stresses and I guess the worry of simply making sure that you've done everything right to educate your child to know, well, no, I can't have that cupcake because I might be allergic to the eggs or the wheat or any nuts that could be in there as well. It's what you guys have done. It's incredible and well done on the award.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you know, it is certainly a big burden for food allergy families, and their lives are completely transformed. And it is not an easy path. It's hard enough to raise a healthy child, but a child with food allergy adds its extra complexity. So we hope to make life better, more easy, and more convenient for our families with food allergy.
How common and serious are the food allergies here in Australia?
Well, Australia is known as one of the allergy capitals of the world, Ed. 10% of infants have an immediate food allergy. That's the type that can cause swelling and hives and vomiting, including anaphylaxis, which is a severe reaction which results in difficulty breathing or collapse and is potentially life-threatening. And these are the families who need an EpiPen. And, you know, these rates have been rising over the course of the last 10, 20, 30 years.
And so how is AllergyPal going to help these families?
Well, AllergyPal AllergyPal 1.0 is a smartphone app, and it was a platform to allow the patient to store a picture of their food allergy action plan. It also shows the parents how to manage their allergic reactions and has, you know, educational podcasts. Thanks to the Australian Digital Health Agency Award, we hope to transform this into a fully featured 2.0 digital management platform, which will basically allow everything to go paperless. So the food allergy action plan can be easily generated on the doctor's computer. It is sent wirelessly to the patient's smartphone, whom can share it with the schools. We also hope that the digital action plans with the patient's permission allows a feeding to a national registry for food allergy patients, which is one of the recommendations from the recent Australian parliamentary inquiry asking us to create a national database. And this would actually be a world's first, and Australia will really be leading the way with this.
Dr. Dean Tay's joined us from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. We're talking about AllergyPal, a digital management platform. It's just won an award for digital health innovation to help those families that suffer from allergies. Could this help in continuing the care for a child, for instance, even to adulthood?
Absolutely. You know, one of the burdens that families have sometimes is actually requesting for updates of their action plans and their EpiPens. They often go to GPs who may not have up-to-date specialist letters, and the GP unfairly sometimes has to copy the previous action plan. So we hope to create a patient portal which would make it super convenient for families to update their child's contact details, their photos of the action plan, access testing results, and also requests for additional EpiPens and action plans to ensure that they can live life more easily, more convenient for their with their food allergy. And we're doing this in partnership together with the peak bodies for food allergy in Australia. So that is ASCAIR, which is the Australian Society of Clinical Immunology and Allergy, and also the patient partnership, which is Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia. So we're very excited by that.
And from a researcher's point of view, this database would be vital for any more research that can be done to help prevent these allergies.
Oh, Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we talk about, like, for example, the current COVID era, it is so important to test and measure and, you know, and improve our care by being guided by facts. And at the moment, whilst we've got some good research happening, this national registry will really transform what we do, because we have a really good picture of what's happening in the food allergy space in Australia. We can collect some really extremely helpful data while serving the patients and families better. And we, the clinicians and patients and researchers, can really collaborate to transform the allergy care. And we have better ideas on reaction rates. We can know what are the rates of anaphylaxis reactions in the last month in Australia. We can track those data and we can find out what foods people are reacting to and whether those foods are increasing or not, in which age groups is occurring. And then we can then direct, you know, where to put our resources into preventing anaphylaxis rates occurring.
Is there a certain question you wish you could have answered about food allergies right now?
Oh, you know, there are so many questions to answer. Right at the forefront, of course, the two big questions is, the first one is really, how do we reduce the rate or prevent food allergy in the first place? So some very useful information on, you know, who it occurs in, how young they are, what are the risk factors, have already been developed, but we hope to fine-tune those questions. And also we want to find on the severe end, you know, who are the patients who are developing more severe reactions and how to manage these. So these are very important questions for us to answer going forward.
Dr. Dean Tay, we thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Ed. Have a good day.
Dr. Dean Tay from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute talking about Allergy Pal, a new digital platform, management platform for families that suffer with allergies.